Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up the 26th and 27th of June. It's the Big Sky Roundup number 4 coming live Wednesday, June 26th from Billings, Montana. Then Thursday, June 27th, we'll be back to Fort Worth, Texas. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, that's Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorLivestock.com. On offer, 46,000 head. We'll have about 4,200 yearling steers, 4,000 yearling heifers, 9,700 wean calves, and 27,000 calves on cows. Day one from Billings on Wednesday, June 26th, 9 a.m. Central Time start time. Day two, Thursday, June 27th from Fort Worth, start time on the video auction, 8 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Big Sky Roundup, Wednesday, Thursday at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, cash cattle interest is expected to remain limited today, with packers and feeders busy with showless distribution and inventory taking. Bids and asking prices really not expected through the day. The limited trade reported last week should still keep packers short bought. Now, futures trades expected to open mostly lower, although a combination of follow-through liquidation is likely, with moderate short covering following the triple-digit losses from Friday. The combination of underlying weakness in the complex last week, as well as growing cattle numbers, is expected to put firm pressure on the entire complex. On the hogs, limit losses Friday is expected to create additional market volatility in the hog complex today, allowing for expanded trading limits through the entire market. July through October futures fell $3 in late-day trade as a significant technical reversal developed late. Due to limited volume early this morning, moderate short covering interest is likely in the complex, leaving the markets potentially mixed during morning trade. Cash trade remains steady to a dollar lower this morning, with most bids steady. Wheat contracts are higher across the board after a weaker overnight open. Social media continues to show harvest progress being made in the southern plains, with this week looking dry across Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Elevators continue to point toward low protein, but the fears of vomitoxin from excessive moisture during flowering seem to be overblown. The corn futures, well, they're higher to begin the trading week, with consolidation likely to dominate heading into the June 28 USDA reports. Unfortunately, the pending reports are unlikely to tell the entire story with respect to planted acreage, given the slowest planting pace on record and soybean planting still taking place. The soybeans are higher this morning as the trepidation grows over the number of acres U.S. farmers actually got planted. Now, we're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, August live cattle down 172 at 102.22. October down 142 at 104.15. August feeder cattle down 102, 133.67. September down 132 at 134.05. July hogs limit down $3, 76.25. August down $3, 77.90. Hard red winter wheat, Kansas City. July was down 8 cents Friday, 452.5. September down 6 and a quarter, 464.5. Chicago wheat, July was down a half penny, 526. September down 1 cent, 530.75. July corn down 7.75 at 442.25. September's down 7.25 at 447.5. July soybeans down 12.75, 902.75. The August is down 13.25 at 908.5. July cotton down 202 at 61.19. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.